So this is episode 10 of the Antarctic Cast, and in this episode I'm gonna tell a bit about the first days in the station. So we arrive in the station on the 5th, which I described in the last episode, flying to Antarctica. And now I'm gonna describe basically the 6th and the 7th, just because I'm quite excited with the new days or the new adventures. Or maybe in the future I will not describe every day like that, but for the moment that will be the case. So, yesterday we had a bit of introduction to the station, and we got a lot of cargo, which are basically boxes, full of other boxes, and full of scientific stuff. And we had basically to, well, bring that in the modules, which is basically the Halley station. You're more familiar with the picture. So bring it inside and organize into the shelves. I know it doesn't sound very exciting, but it's quite important to have it organized when you go to the field to be able to find the items you need for later for deployment. And it's actually quite fun because there's a lot of carrying stuff and there's a bit of physical work involved, so it's quite nice. And then it also gives you a better picture of what you're going to be doing in the next few weeks. Aside from that, in the morning we had an introduction to the station and a tour for the newcomers, and that was about it. So I was still quite jet-lagged in the time zone of Cape Town, just 5 hours from here, so I was waking up 3 in the morning in the last 2 days, and now it's almost midnight, so it's 11:40 in Halley time, which is GMT minus 3, and I tried today not to go to bed very early because I want to adapt to the correct time zone, because I'm going to be living this time zone for the next 2 months. The reason I explain in time zone episode, but the reason the time zone here is GMT minus 3 is because the same as Rotter, and Rotter flies from Punta Arenas, which is in Chile. That's why it adopts the time zone from Chile. Today is a Saturday, and Saturday we do trainings. So we did in the morning a training about pitching tents and lighting a fire kit for cooking, like stoves, and a lamp for the tent for a few trips, and also had a basic training of skidoos. Those trainings are general trainings for everyone that's in the station, and for our field campaigns in the electronics engineering, we do more modules of those, because let's say not everyone that stays in the station is flying all the time or skidooing to deep fields all the time. So they're mostly covered by these trainings, but the general ones. And for people that are more involved in those activities, which are electronic engineers, field guides, they don't get the training, they mostly provide the training, but it's a refreshment for them, I guess. And for glaciologists and, I don't know, other people that might be involved in those campaigns, we have other modules, so like search and rescue again, crevasse rescue, skidooing when you have a rope between the two skidoos, so a link system traveling. So, yeah, just summarizing other modules. So this was the morning of today. The working scheme we work is, during the week we work from about 8:30 to 6, which would be about 10 hours, but with the breaks and blah blah, coffee, lunch, it's about 8, which is normal for a working day. And on Saturday we do from 8 to 1. Which are in general trainings, and then the afternoon is free. Tomorrow is Sunday, it's also the whole day is free, unless you have some field activities. We don't have tomorrow, or anything that I don't know, meteorology observations or aeronautical observations, which is also not the case for tomorrow for me. I'm not on shift, so. Tomorrow is a free day. We have a football game scheduled in the afternoon, and it will be around 3. things that I'm trying to do in my free time. So today we went Nordic skiing, which was my first experience Nordic skiing, and basically my first experience skiing. So I think I cannot complain that I can almost say that I learned how to ski in Antarctica, which is pretty cool. They have a lot of old skis in the station for use, and for field use they have, let's say, skis in better conditions, which are revised by the field guides and to be checked that the bindings are perfect and blah blah. So the communal stuff, we can take it. I also took a fat bite, so I've been commuting, let's say, from the caboose or container where I'm living to work, which is a 3-minute commute by foot or 5 minutes, I don't know. I've been trying to do a bit with either Nordic skis or with a fat bike. Both are a lot of fun, and yeah, so I've been doing a bit of sports in this direction. Then I went with a colleague for a bit of Nordic skiing after work. And for those of you that don't know, Nordic ski is just the one that is like flat, so you're not going downhill, because we're in Ischelf, which is a flat place, like pancake flat. Although I must admit, for my first day of skiing, this place doesn't look that flat. It's like sometimes even like some small hills formed by the wind, they feel a bit like tricky. I've done a bit of water ski and snowboarding, but yeah, skiing is pretty new to me, which is nice. It's a gap that I wanted to close since long time in my outdoor portfolio, so to say. And yeah, so I've been trying those, and also because today I woke up quite early in the morning, like around 3, then I've been a bit in the internet, which you have to be quite patient sometimes with the connections. But if everyone is sleeping, the speed is a bit better because you have a bit more of bandwidth. Still a lot of patience. No Netflix, no YouTube. You're lucky if you can load some pictures, or I don't know, sometimes, let's say, you can have 1 megabit of connection if you're very lucky. And in not a busy time, and if it's in a busy time, maybe you have 20% of that, which is pretty slow, but absolutely fine. And then I went to the gym, because I wanted actually to go to the gym yesterday, and I said, oh yeah, I'll just go to bed after dinner to relax a bit, and then I go to the gym. And relaxing took 7 hours. I went to the gym in the morning, 3 a.m. And the odd thing is, which I knew it before, but it's 24 hours per day of daylight, so you feel quite energized in some sense, and you have to take care that you don't overdo, because although you feel happy and excited and full of energy, your body still have the same amount of energy or amount of things that can take. So if you put too much effort in that, later in the season you might be quite destroyed. So I think that's it. I don't want to take your time more than I took it already. So again, thanks for listening. And let's see what the future days in the station bring and what updates I can bring to you, the listener. As always, if you have any question, try to reach me. Also, the people that listen to this podcast know me anyway, so just send me a message if you want to hear about a particular topic. And yeah, see you in the next one. Have a good night.